Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Welcome, 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 family, to Power Start Your Day. We are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, we're going to be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sometimes we'll have coaches to take you to your next level as well. But let me tell you something. It's up to you. You need to be the biggest cheerleader for your next level. So I need you to do something for me. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. Let them dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successfulNicola. If you need to go back and listen to the replays of Power Start Your Day, you can find that at successfulNicola.com/Power Start Your Day, or you could just click on that call. Now, we have been talking about the 5 mistakes that most network marketers make. And this is what's making it very challenging for people to see success in this industry. However, success in this industry is simple. So what we want to do is I want you to make sure you're taking notes, and I want you to make sure that you're taking this information into your team. Now, I know I was this way too. I used to be this note taker, but I wasn't the action taker on the notes. When I started taking action on the notes is when I started seeing huge, massive results, not only in my business, because, see, some of these things I struggled with and some of these things I didn't struggle with, right? Just like you. Some of the things maybe for you, but some of these things you're taking notes, not just for yourself, and network marketing is about your team. When you start seeing people having these challenges, you'll have notes to help them to overcome these challenges, hence continue to build a big team. But what I want you to know is that whether it was personal development or whether I was trying to take myself to the next level, whether it was my health or whatever it is, we're always gathering information, but we're not applying it. And the application of the information is where you're going to see the results. And so we have to be systematic about seeing results. Hence, we need to go to the Lord and ask Him, because He created everything, everything. Our bodies have systems. But now inside of the bodies, we have all these multiple systems that are going on. You have the ecosystem. I mean, you have the solar system. You know, we all have all these business systems, and most of us are not operating our business with network marketing systematically. No order. So let's go to the Lord together, and then there is a scripture. You can go ahead and pull it up, and then we can read it together, and that's 1 Corinthians 14 and 40. You may say, I know this, but how well do you know it? When you're doing it is when you can say you know it. So let's go to the Lord together. Father God, we thank you. We pray. For this is the day that you've made, and we're joyous, and we're glad that you've given us another opportunity to take in your wisdom, but more importantly, apply it. When we apply your word, it is proof that we have faith. Because you said faith without works is death. So when we hear your word and then we actually do your word, we know that you are now being able to manifest what it is we truly desire in our life, and that is abundance. Dear Lord, we thank you that it's all coming together. But we know that we must operate in a systematic way. after seeing the principles that you left for us work in our lives. We know that if we follow systems, life, business, health, everything we want becomes simpler. So that our minds are open to receive the truth, putting us back in order so we can now begin to not only see success for ourselves, but to lead many others to crazy, wild success in this industry. We're thanking you, dear Lord, that your word is strengthens us, but it also cuts us, it sharpens us to a sword. But we already understand that we must probably be cut open so we can release those bad habits that have been holding us back thus far. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that not only teaches us, corrects us, of course comforts us, but directs us into the path of greatness. We're thanking you that all the plans you've had for us before we were formed in our mother's womb coming together. We honor you for this word. We thank you for the supernatural blessings that are coming our way. We honor you also with the fruit of our lips. We seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, guys, good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you? How are you here at Power Start Your Day? I want you to get ready for some interaction on this morning. You know, you got to press star number one and come on in. We have been talking about the five mistakes that marketers make, and that's why most network marketers never actually take their spot at the top. And so these mistakes that many of us were saying, well, we didn't know that these were mistakes because there's no college you go to. Listen, guys. People go to college and still make mistakes, too, even if they went into a classroom, learned things, what have you. But these are some of the things that we must start taking responsibility for. We got to stop saying we didn't know and get to know. So when we start talking about everything that God says must be done in a particular way, he says, all things. We are 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40, the very last chapter. And it says, let all things be done decently and in order. And we will be able to surrender to a system. And this is mistake number two. We know that if you want to go back, you can go back, but mistake number one is that most network marketers never really launched their business. They just joined. But number two is most network marketers don't surrender to a system. And we know that this is going to take consistent personal development, because personal development will allow you to humble yourself to say, I'm just not that deep. I don't know everything about being successful. If I did, I'd already be successful. And even if you've had some level of success, especially because we serve a big God, there's always another level. So hence, everyone falls into a place where we have to stay learning. You stay learning, you stay earning. I can tell you this, the three A's to surrendering to a system. Go ahead, I want you to see. I see people coming in, first movers advantage. You guys are so smart. You know, the board should be lighted up. When you hear that invitation, right, and we're going to talk about that, you're out there inviting people to your business, and when you get an invitation, you make no move. It's cool. This is cool. I see some people coming into the chat. I want you to make sure that you press star number one so you're heard. So let's talk about the three A's to surrendering to a system. It's accountability, attendance, and action. Accountability, attendance, action. These are the mistakes that most network marketers make, and they have to always come back around to trying it their way, and then they come back around to the system, and that's when they start seeing success. But what is that on the inside of us that will tend to buck a system? Whether we're bucking the spiritual system, the legal system, you know, health system, monetary system, and all these things, when we go up against the systems that were there before we got here, you see the ramifications or the effects, which tend not to be favorable when people are not doing things in decency and in order. Now, there is an order to everything. So let's say, for instance, accountability. Everyone needs to be held accountable. You got to be held accountable to even move from an employee to entrepreneur. Or I can tell you, like, for instance, if you were an entrepreneur, you would try to start a business or a franchise or whatever. And there is a systematic way. If you were doing a traditional business, they may want you to get licensed if it was a particular industry where you had to be licensed. So they want you to go through a system before they can say you qualify to hold that license. Then when you're in that license, now you have to go through a system to apply for those licenses, and you might have to go through continuing education. You may have to go through these things. These systems to be able to say you're a pro, right? Well, you're held accountable because, like, if you don't pay your licensing fee, then you're getting fined, or, you know, or if you're, like, for me, I have insurance licenses and real estate licenses, and with insurance, if your license is coming up to be renewed, you have someone that's going to remind you, hey, in order for you to stay with this system, you have to do this. Well, because network marketing is free enterprise, many people don't volunteer themselves for accountability. They're always looking for someone else to hold them accountable. And you got to think of it for a moment, right? What I just described to you, most of the times we paid into those systems and then those people were held accountable. You might have paid your way into your network marketing business, but your uplines get paid when you do work, but so do you get paid when your success line do work too. But no one actually is paying anyone specifically to make sure you're successful. That's why people hire coaches and hire mentors and things like that, because now they say they're paying those people to hold them accountable. Now, I'm telling you this. I have hired coaches and mentors, and they give you the work, but they don't even many times come back and make sure that you've done the work. They're saying you hired me to do to hold you accountable, to give you the work. But you've got to take responsibility. I'm telling you what happens behind the curtain with the big dog. Like, you can pay $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, $50,000, $100,000. They give you the info, baby, and they say go rock it out. If you have some questions, you got to come back to me, which shows that if you had questions, that you actually held yourself accountable to do the work. I've had coaches, and I don't see every time that they call back and say, well, did you do what I told you to do? They don't, and they were paid. I want you guys to get into the mindset of understanding that accountability is something that you need to pursue in network marketing. Now, it may not all the time be your upline. It may be someone that you met in the meetings as you'll move to the next, you know, that next piece. It may be someone that you met. It may be something that you may even have to invest outside of your business. If you talk to anyone at the top, and I am going to tell you that most seven-figure earners have invested a minimum of $100,000 into their success. Many of them have gone way past that, myself. And once they start doing it, they understand that this is a part of the system, that if you want to earn more, you have to invest more time and money. But accountability is something that in network marketing can be provided for you if you pursue it. So you want to make sure you're having someone holding you accountable, but you also have systematic ways for accountability. Like you might have checklists, or you may have documents that most people, when you go back through, they join the business and they stick the papers like in a corner, like how people used to ball up their homework. And what I'm sharing with you is accountability is huge when you're talking about network marketing success. So your accountability might be a document to say that you're doing all the things that you should do. We have a cash calendar, a weekly calendar with our company, and it'll ask you like how much time, you know, you make that you're saying you're going to be working with your sales or, business partner acquisition, attending meetings, attending whatever. So accountability sheet. Or start talking about, which we'll go into that in a moment, taking action. The accountability piece will ignite more action. Now, once you start understanding the system of checklists and allowing those, it will actually require you to invest less time in your business. For people who say, I'm super, super busy, when you're using accountability systems, save yourself time, energy, and money. Systems, if you're short on time, you definitely need to hold yourself accountable to a system. And so it will allow things to be done in an orderly fashion, which now if you got a ton of other people doing things in an orderly fashion, it will help most people. I don't know what to do, and I can tell you one of the things you need to do right now is to acknowledge an accountability system for yourself to be successful. The next thing of the three A's of surrendering to a system is attendance. There's a system to the attendance that leads to success in network marketing. I'm going to breeze through them really quickly, and this has been around forever. And they say when people do these things, then eventually they will be successful because the accountability will now lead to attendance because whoever you're being accountable to, whether it's a person or whether it's a checklist, it's going to point you in the direction of an event or point you in the direction of something that you must attend, whether it's virtual or in person. So attendance. For every event that you qualify for, the more events that you qualify for that you attend will lead you to qualifying for more events that you may not have qualified for when you first started your network marketing company. There is a direct correlation to people who show up and people who go up. There is a direct correlation. I watched this now for over a decade, and I was that person that was in high attendance. Well, that's a no-brainer because, I mean, even in school, we were growing up in grade school or whatever, attendance was always on your report card because there was a direct correlation to people who attended. Even if you were not the best scholar or what have you, you had a better chance of success. So you can't be MIA and think that you won't have an MBA. You can't be missing an action and think you're going to have a master bank account. It does not work like that. MIA will not give you the MBA. And so let me explain something to you. Now, this is a quick system about attendance in network marketing. Let me tell you how events go. And if you look at your business, you'll see these events, and then you start looking at how many of them do you attend and how many of you don't attend. And I'm going to tell you something. When you start attending a small thing, like if it's your team call, your team calls are always going to point you into the direction of maybe a weekly meeting. And then a weekly meeting is going to point you into a direction of maybe a monthly event, whether it's virtual or in person. Then those monthly events are going to point you in the direction of a regional or a quarterly event. And those quarterly events are going to lead you into the direction of a national. Now, what happens is what you were doing daily ignited you to move into what you will be attending weekly. And then the weekly will now propel you into the monthly, and the monthly will now propel you into the quarterly, and at the national. The people who attended the most events that I just gave you in that systematic way of network marketing, at the national, those are the people that walk away with the most medals. Those are the people that are that edify the most. And if you were to go back in retrospect and watch their in social media, whatever, you watch them with daily activity, shooting pictures of, working with my clients or what have you, then now they're at weekly meetings, and then now they're at the monthly events or whatever event. It's like you just know, like, they're just there. Like, there's certain leaders that we're just like, okay, well, we don't say, are you coming? We're just like, okay, well, this is the event, and they already know that it's a part of the system for them to be there, and they surrender to the system, so they literally start seeing success. And you'll always hear the stories that it was a challenge. It was a challenge. But the biggest challenge was them wrestling with themselves, surrendering to a system, because no one really gave them a system of how to finish rich. If you follow the system and you surrender to the system, you will finish rich. The next A, which is the last one, is action. The accountability, then the attendance for these events will lead you to more confidence, more competence, to action. Daily intentional income-producing activity. A system in network marketing is saying, hey, 2 people a day will consider you, right? 5 people daily that you've invited, exposed, got a response, is going to lead to more people enrolling in your business. And then when they enroll in your business, you get them situated so they can get in contact, and then now you get them trained. And guess what? The system starts continuing to duplicate. The more people you can get, successful in network marketing. This is one of the biggest mistakes. They don't surrender to a system. And this was a lot of meat. A lot of meat. I can tell you sometimes the meat is probably the least entertaining. But it should be jerking you in a way to say, let me stop playing with my own success, because I'm going to look up. And them people who said they were going to be retiring on a beach is going to be on a beach. And I'm still going to be scrambling for coins. If I don't get it together and roll with my class and start allowing the system to hold me accountable, increasing my attendance, so that I can take more action. Let's open up the call. Let's open up the call. All right. How about your day? Y'all are in it. Tune in it. Good morning. Good morning. We got several people. We want to allow everybody in the queue on this morning so we can keep it brief. We want to allow everybody in the queue. I want to hear from a lot of people. Good morning. 813-8523. Last one. I think I know that number. Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Oh. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Nicola?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm well. I am well.
So let's chat. You heard about accountability, attendance, and it leads to action. Let's chat about that for a moment.
Okay.
Well, are you headed to work? Are you headed to work?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Is your window down or are you walking outside?
No, my headpiece is probably picking up the noise.
Okay. All right, so let me ask you this question. Who's on the line first? What's your name?
Lanice.
Oh, that's what I thought. I thought that that was Lanice's number. Good. So good morning, Lanice. Okay, we're talking about the system. Can you tell us, because we talked about, this is about mistakes that most network marketers make. Tell us what that system that we just discussed, accountability, are you being held accountable? And it does not all the time have to be with a person. It's great to get a partner, but people have tools for accountability. Are you using all of the accountability tools? Are you attending all events that you can qualify for? And if you are, do you feel that it led you to more action? Those are the questions.
Okay. Well, yes, I am attending. The accountability, doing the accountability tools, using those tools, but I didn't have anybody that was looking at the tools that, you know, I was being accountable for. And once I, you know, made up in my mind that I had to just make myself accountable, and, you know, use the tools anyway and make myself accountable and look at them myself, then I got into the stage of being fearful of taking all of the actions that I needed to take. So I'm at the point now where I've plugged in to some mentors and leaders. And even just on recently, just being attending when, you know, I did everything that I could do to attend. I've traveled 2 weekends in a row, drove hours and hours by myself to training, and I was able to plug into my highest upline agreed to work with me. So now I'm really going to have to be accountable. So, but it is awesome, but it only happened because I moved out of the box and said, well, I'm not going to stop until I find somebody who's going to help me and
is
going to make me accountable.
There you go. Accountability is huge, but I'm going to tell you, I was hearing some things. I was hearing some things, and I bet you a lot of your colleagues are feeling the same way. And I heard you say, "I drove by myself," like that's illegal, right? That you're pursuing your next level in life, and at some things, you're never by yourself, right? We're here at Power Start Your Day. We have God. I can tell you there are several things that there was no probably human person there. But because I know that the Holy Spirit is a person, I'm never alone. And I'm going to tell you this. There are a lot of things I've had to step out there, go first. But this is where faith comes in. The next thing that you said, which was so amazing, is that at least you stepped out. This is what most people don't do. At least you went out and you said, you know, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know how this is going to work out, but I'm going. Attending the events opens up those doors. Connect with someone at the event. It doesn't have to be a high-level leader. People think that. It does not have to be a high-level leader. I've never had an upline that really helped me, really accountable to say, Nicola, do this, do that, do this, do that. It doesn't have to be. But stop feeling that that's what you need. Everyone does not need that. Because there's not going to always be someone around. God will make it where everyone is too busy. But he's sitting right there as big as he can be, and people don't realize that that's where their help comes from. So I need you to know that I want to commend you for going forward and also now saying, hey, it's going to move you into action. But I'm going to tell you something. You need somebody to take a look at that paper sometimes, and not if it's just a colleague, because if you had the opportunity to grade yourself, you know, we was in school, they'd be like, self-grade your paper. Everybody got an A. Anybody got an A when they were grading themselves? 443-9353. Open up. Let's talk here. Power Start Your Day. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's Rochelle. How are you, Nicola?
Hey, good morning, Rochelle. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Mm-hmm. Good. I got my coffee and God, honey. That's a good combination in the morning. Jehovah.
I hear that.
Yes, I'm in joy. So tell me this. Let me ask you this question about the system, right?
Okay.
The accountability piece that, you know, definitely to a lot of people struggle is the accountability that leads you to higher attendance and then into action.
And so you want to know,
Yeah, what's your deal? Yeah, you checked off. Are you all checked off in all those areas? And if you are, what are you seeing? And I'm sure at some point in time you were not. What were you seeing then?
Yeah, you know, accountability, that's a tough one because that's one of those things where no matter what, you still have to be the one to do the work. And so, you know, you can avoid the mentor or you can, you know, act like you're working when you're really not. You could be doing busy work. And so that's one of those tough ones, at least for me. But I definitely do use power pacing. I'm constantly writing out, you know, what I'm doing this day, this week, you know, what my goals are, and just making sure that I'm staying on task, making sure that I'm checking those things off. Actually, you know, I haven't always been a person who sometimes I would get, you know, a call or a text and, you know, I would be like, I don't feel like answering this right now. And, you know, you kind of let the opportunity pass. And that's something that I am really, really working on, that I'm really, really getting better at. And sometimes, you know, I'll be in the middle of something, my phone will ring, and Ahmed will look at me and be like, you going to answer that? And I'll be like, oh, yeah, let me answer the phone. You know, he's constantly keeping me on my toes, like, don't let that phone ring and not answer it, you know. And it's funny because with that bit of, you know, even though that is accountability within my household, because it's my kids too. They're like, okay, Ma, you know, what are you doing? Is this about FES? Is this, you know, is this pertaining to your business? They're always keeping me on my toes, and I'm looking at them like, you guys are too funny. So I kind of have that support system, which is really good for me, and it's making me, I think, come out more in terms of just allowing other people to hold me accountable. And I think that's a big part of accountability. You have to allow someone to hold you accountable, because you can just stay in your house and do nothing, and no one's going to be upset with you. You know, it's like, okay, next, we'll go find someone else to hold accountable and help. So, you know, I'm definitely, you know, putting myself out there more, making sure I'm at the events, making sure I'm taking action, making sure I am up and active, even if I don't necessarily feel like it. I know that it's not about necessarily the way that I feel.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know what? Rochelle talks about, she pulled some strong nuggets when she said allowing someone to hold you accountable. I get people to say, you know what, Nicola, you're just so busy. And I'm like, aren't I supposed to be busy? What else are you doing if you're building a big business? I'm training people to be immensely successful. That is supposed to equate to being busy. But busy doing what? Building my business, building people who raise their hand and say, I'm willing to be held accountable. I'm willing to show up, and I'm willing to take the action. That's who busy people are busy with. You become one of those people who surrender to a system, no one will be able to ignore you because you are there. You're showing up, and then your actions will show up in your back office. Guys, if you're not busy, meaning by the time you're done doing your work, you slept, you work, you're building your dream, which includes building up your family. And one other thing that Rochelle shared is that you need to know that people are watching. Your family is watching. And those are the same ones that you'll insult if they don't want to do business with you because they don't see you doing things in decency and in order. You rock that system out. You surrender to a system. Avoid that mistake that most network marketers make. And we're going to continue on with this series. Guys, we'll see you next time. We got a few more people hopping the queue tomorrow morning first. Don't ask for permission to hop in the queue. You never know when I'm going to call on you. It's always going to be your turn if you want to be in the first move advantage. Bless you guys. Have a great day.